there, crazy kids. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon. If y'all don't know, now you know, baby. Now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy. Because we back, y'all. For another episode. What it do, baby? What they do, baby? Had to hit him with that French, baby. That bonjour. Voulez-vous vous cher avec moi? Y'all remember that, man? Y'all remember that? That Swiss beef, Lil Wayne? Voulez-vous vous cher avec moi, bitches? Oh, my God. Thank you guys for joining me, man. We here for another basketball podcast, y'all. Let's get into it, y'all. I can't even find my notes. I gotta find my notes over here, man. What's going on here? What's going on? Okay, now I got my notes. What's up, y'all? I'm back in the building. Not a basketball podcast. We're recapping Miami versus Boston last night. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The game was crazy. They're up 3-1. Oh, my God. Is it time for Boston to panic? Oh, my God. Yes, it is. Is it over? Oh, I don't know. I'll have my predictions after this show. I don't know what I'm talking about, y'all. I don't know what I'm talking about. So, look, man, as always, man, we're going to recap the game, give you my thoughts. We got to talk about Tyler Hero. Tyler, he's my hero. Oh, man. Of course, we're going to talk about Jaylen Brown and Mr. Jason Tatum. We're going to talk about who showed up, who did not show up, who hit the snooze button, and who hit the snooze button and went back to sleep. And of course, we got the keys to victory, y'all, for both teams. And at the end, of course, I'm going to give my prediction on the series, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all already know. But I'm going to give it anyway with some substance. Okay? Okay. All right, man. First things first, man. Let's talk about Mr. Tyler Hero, man. Tyler Hero, he had 37 points, y'all. 37 points, y'all. He almost dropped a 40-piece on the Muzz, man. And what's crazy, man, Tyler Hero, he's 20 years old. He's a rookie, all right? And my man is very comfortable in these clutch situations. I can't even talk. Situations. But what's crazy about it is everybody is surprised. The media is surprised. ESPN, they're all surprised. They're like, oh, my God, this 20-year-old, he's so mature. Like, he's in his first playoff season. He's in a conference finals, and he hasn't even blinked an eye. Like, he has so much confidence. Like, what's going on here? I don't understand. But let me tell you, man, I'm not surprised, y'all. I'm not surprised because when you look at players, man, you got to check out their swag, man. You know, when I'm watching a game, I'm watching to see what a player's reaction is when they turn the ball over, when they score a bucket, when they're having conversations with people on the team. If they turn the ball over, if they make a mistake, like, you got to look at all of this shit, man, because that's how you understand, like, the mindset of certain players. And when I watched him, man, he's like the most confident type of player. He's very confident, and he would shoot shots that are makeable, but they're makeable to him. They don't look like great shots to other people because he's a rookie. He shouldn't be taking those high volume shots like that. He shouldn't be taking over the game like that. But when you really watch players, man, you can see where their confidence comes from. And everybody's so surprised about his confidence, but it's like, if you work on your game, you're going to have all the confidence in the world. You know, that's just a testament to you, you know, working on your craft when nobody's around, you dig? And I'm going to tell you, man, the best thing you can do as a player is change the scouting report. As y'all know, man, when you have the scouting report, everybody looking at the scouting report, you always have like 3 or 4, you know, players that you have to focus on. All right. You know, when you're looking at the Lakers, of course, you got to focus on LeBron, AD, and sometimes maybe Dwight Howard. And you have certain game plans to neutralize certain players That's what they do on the scouting report. Now, if you're not part of that scouting report, of course, you're probably like a bench player, or you don't have a big effect on the game. All right. But when you do, when you finally get your chance and you have that effect on the game and everybody's like, whoa, we got to worry about this guy. That's a great feeling as a player. And that's what Tyler Hero is going through right now. Now, Tyler Hero is going to be priority on the scouting report, because they gotta try to neutralize this motherfucker, man. Like, for real. Now, everybody's wondering about where his confidence is coming from. You know, he's 20 years old. They was like, oh my God, how could he have so much confidence in big games? You know, but look at this, man. Like, when your number is called, you put in the work. All right. You put in the work and you ready for your number to be called. Like, it's just that simple. Like, we all try to figure out like why players are doing, you know, such unbelievable things. But it's only unbelievable to everybody else, not to the player. You know, there was a saying that E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. Y'all know E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. If you don't know him, Google him. But one thing that stuck with me, what he said was, work while you wait. So it's like, whatever you're doing, all right, whatever you're passionate about, if you're the second man up, the third man up, whatever, you're not the starter, you work while you wait to get your opportunity. So you always ready. Always ready, you know? So that's what Tyler Hero is. That's what he did. He came from Kentucky. He was doing the same shit in Kentucky, and he's been doing the same thing in Miami. He's been making big plays in Miami the whole season. Nobody's surprised. Everybody's surprised but the team. The team, they all know. They all happy for him because they knew what he was capable of the whole time, because they see him every day, you know? And, you know, people think players come out of nowhere. Like, you can't just come out of nowhere. You know, like, you have a player that has, like, a big game or has, like, a big stretch of, like, great games. Like nobody becomes that good overnight. They're just waiting on their time. And while they waiting, they just working their ass off. So, you know, the thing is, too, man, it's all about mindset, too. Because those type of people, man, they fear that when their number is called, they won't be ready. So they are more afraid of regret than anything. So they stay ready. So they don't have to get ready. I love saying that shit. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And this is the same shit like with Jamal Murray. His number was called at 9. He putting up big numbers. But he's been working on his game for so long. He's polished his game up every single year, you know. But when you stay ready, I'm telling you, you show up when you get that opportunity, man. It's nothing. It's like another day. And it's a surprise to everybody else, because they're like, where does this guy come from? But he's been preparing. You haven't seen the work behind the scenes. If you've seen the work behind the scenes, you would have been like, man, that kid gets in the game. You know what I mean? But nobody sees that work behind the scenes. So Tyler Hero, man, he was the big difference maker in the game. Some of the players struggled. And that's the thing with Miami. They're not a team that relies on one player. They're very, very much team oriented. They spread the ball. You know, who's ever going off that night, That's who's going to get the ball. That's how they play. And they play defense. They play hard. They communicate on defense. It's just a full team effort. And a lot of people are very surprised about how good Miami is. And, you know, a lot of people said before this season, before the series started, that Boston was the better team. Now, I don't know why they would say Boston is the better team. And I mean, I know why. Because they're thinking, oh, Boston has the most talent. All right. Talent doesn't win you games. Like, work, hard work wins championships. All right. I don't care how much talent you have in the world. You know, Golden State, they had talent as well, but they worked their asses off. You know, that's how you can be great if you can have both. If you're working your ass off and you have talent. So you have, you know, Miami, you know, they have a different mindset when they're going into games. They just want to play hard. They just want to play for each other. And when they make mistakes, they own up to it. So let's look at the production from both teams. You had Mr. Goran Dragic. He had 22 points. He was 3-for-9 from three. And Jay Crowder, he was 1-for-7 from three, y'all. I think he only had 3 points. That's crazy, right? And then Jimmy Butler, of course, he had 24 points. He always going to be pretty consistent in his points. Bam Adebayo, he had 20 points, 7 11 from the field, 12 rebounds. So then you got Duncan Robinson, which is one of their three-point shooters. He was 0 for 5 from 3. He only had 3 points. So they didn't get a lot of production from some of their players that they're used to. So somebody had to step up. And it's always somebody that steps up when the other players are struggling. Always with Miami. So you never know who to focus on Miami. That's why they're such a great team. Now let's look at Boston. Let's see what the production was from Boston. Jason Tatum, he had a very slow start. He did not score a point in the first half. All right, no points in the first half, 28 points in the second half. Marcus Smart, he only had 10 points. He was 3 for 12 from the field, 1 for 8 from the 3. He struggled. He had 11 assists. But him, like with Marcus Smart, he's going to play on the defensive end. He's gonna affect the game no matter what, if he have a bad game or not. Jaylen Brown, he had 21 points, 8 for 14 from the field, 4 for 7 from 3-point. That's a regular game for Jaylen Brown. And then you got Gordon Hayward. He had 14 points, 4 for 9 from the field, 2 for 6 from 3. Kemba Walker, 20 points, 6 for 14 from the field, 3 for 8 from 3. So those numbers are pretty regular for Boston. You know, they usually have 4 or 5 people in 20 points or above. So where they struggled was a lot of communication with the defense, y'all. A lot of communication, a lot of turnovers. When we look at the team stats, Boston had 19 turnovers to Miami's 8. You cannot have 19 turnovers in a game and expect to win. Boston had 3 steals. Miami had 9. Those 9 steals came from turnovers. All right. Largest lead the Boston Celtics had was 3 points. It's the largest lead. Largest lead the Miami Heat had was 12. They controlled the game pretty much the whole game, y'all. All right. It was, you know, very, very little spurts of Boston, you know, getting a little bit more, a little bit of momentum. And then Miami just shut that shit down. Let's talk about the keys to victory. Keys to victory, baby. For Boston, they gotta communicate more on defense. They missed a lot of they had a lot of wide open shots, missing assignments and shit like that. At the end of the game, like in the fourth quarter, then Gordon Dragic, he had an open corner three all by himself. He's just chilling all by himself. He even set the ball up, you know, spin the ball a little bit. And that was actually Jaylen Brown's man. And you can see Marcus Smart very frustrated saying, you supposed to get out there. And Jaylen Brown, he didn't even close out on the defender. He was just like, fuck it, let him shoot. So those are the type of things that they have to fix. They have to play with desperation. That goes without saying. They need to find that grit, man, because they're down 3-1. And their season is on the line right now. So when it comes to Miami, what are the keys to victory for Miami? They got to understand that to close a series, you have to play with the same level of desperation as the other team. Like they're up 3-1. All right. That team is going to play, you know, like it's game 7, win or go home, because it is win or go home. Miami, the thing is, Miami doesn't do a lot of things. They don't do a lot of things wrong. Like I said before, they play hard, and when they make mistakes, they don't have meltdowns. You know, that's why they can have a bad shooting night and still win games, because they stay within themselves and they feed off of each other. You know, that creates, you know, a great foundation as a team, which allows you to have the ability to always have a shot to win games, even when you're down. That's Miami, man. That's why they're so good. That's why they're so consistent. My prediction for this series, man, I feel like, of course, Miami will close out the series and make their first trip to the finals, you know, since the LeBron era. For real, man. So, I mean, I think they're going to close it out in the next game. What is it? Game 4? Game 5. They're going to close it out in game 5. It's going to be a very close game, but I wouldn't be surprised if Miami dominated, because they got guys on that team that are just not afraid of the moment. Guys on that team that are just dogs. They just got a team full of dogs, y'all. Like, oh, man. It's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be a good game. I can't wait to watch it. And, of course, I'll be giving my thoughts on it as well. That's all I got for this one, y'all. I see y'all in the next one, baby. Peace.